This is the astrology forecast for the 2015 Virgo New Moon Solar Eclipse by Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net. The Virgo New Moon Solar Eclipse takes place on September 12th, 2015 at 11:41 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, and September 13th, 2015 at 2:41 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 6:41 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, at 20 degrees Virgo, 10 minutes. The fall's eclipses bookend the equinox with a massive rebooting of all of our relationship equations. The first blast comes from the Virgo new moon, a solar eclipse that resets boundaries and habits and impels us toward sane, healthy choices. It points us to the future, while the Aries lunar eclipse to follow slams the door on the past. Expect this new moon to pack a wallop. It is escalating impulses to clean house, to reorganize, to redraw borders, and to get sober. More than the eclipse status is behind these drives, this is the first time in 12 years that the moon has been new in Virgo with Jupiter in the sign as well. Jupiter increases everything he touches, and while he's not technically close enough to the new moon to count, his recent shift in mode is already having an impact that will carry over into the moon's influence. Only a month into the sign of Virgo, Jupiter has already switched the vibe from long hot summer to back to work. Improvement projects are everywhere we look, in the mirror, in our homes and offices, in our schedules, and most importantly, in all our dealings. We're newly aware of our proximity to other people and especially their dramas, and we are losing patience with and willingness to go anywhere near them. That Facebook meme, "Not my monkeys, not my circus," has only begun its invasion of social media. Just watch. You can read my article about what Jupiter in Virgo holds in store for all of us at Om Times. And you can order my talk and guides for each sign at my site, empowermentunlimited.net. As a result, we're already inclined toward this solar eclipse's mission as it kicks in. We are beyond willing to let go, to ditch behaviors and regimens, and to eject anything that no longer feels healthy or safe. With the subtlety of a guillotine, if need be, review work we did this summer has brought us to this point as Taskmaster Saturn allowed one last look at issues of joint resources, reciprocity, return on investment, trust, and intimacy that were not adequately dispatched during his time in Scorpio in 2013 and 2014. As this eclipse takes place, he's sitting in the last minutes of the final degree of that most extreme sign, a zodiacal location so finely honed it can split a hair simply by moving toward it. The combined impact is epic in scale and absolutely final. Anything and anyone that leaves now, and there will be departures, is not coming back. Not no way, not no how. Boundaries are moving in tighter and closer. Anything that ends up on the far side of the fence is likely to stay there at a safer, observable distance. As we tidy up our side of the fence, anything and everything is up for cleaning, reorganizing, and improvement. Much of what occurs will involve adjustments growing out of the long-term change imperative that has been rocking our world for the past 3 years or more. This fall, we are moving from constant upheaval into a cleanup and reconstruction phase, which will, alas, still come with a component of turmoil. This new moon flips switches in response to the liberating, individuating Uranian end of the change imperative. Action on the deep-level, transformative Plutonian end comes in October. Constraining situations that have blown apart, lone ranger impulses that have ignited, impulses to be more boldly true to the self, all of these now require some sweeping up, rearranging, and again, redrawing of patterns and boundaries. With this eclipse closely opposing Chiron, the reboot will also have a decided therapeutic and protective element. breaking tendencies toward enmeshment and distancing us from other people's wounds, problems, and issues. Burden bundles are being restored to their rightful owners. It's not healthy for you to carry anyone else's, and it's not healthy for the bundle owner either. As with any solar eclipse, this will play out over months, likely into next spring. Think of it as a set change between acts in a play. Stage goes dark, the crew moves scenery and set pieces off and on. Some characters exit, others appear, or are in the wings waiting for their cue. The lights fade up and gradually reveal the set and characters for the next scene. When you see evidence of a cosmic stage crew at work, don't expect to be able to undo it. Save your energy for what you can do. Assess, clean, rethink, reorganize, make choices to support your health and sanity in how you treat your body, how you run your schedule, and how you share space with others. You can learn how all of this is affecting you by ordering my Jupiter in Virgo talk and guides for each sign, and also by booking a session with me, Kathy Beal, professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. You can find me at my site, empowermentunlimited.net, where you can sign up for my newsletter and receive weekly notice of all my latest forecasts, listen to my weekly podcasts, and of course, book a session with me. You can find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian channel.